will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, it's hey, grab your oxygen tanks. It's High Altitude Healing here, middle of the week. It's the peak with Ty Bollinger, my friend. I'm actually going to be with you this week. You know, right now, in fact. I'm still on the air. Last week, I just ran away.
What's up, RSB?
Hey, man.
You trip me out sometimes, man, my orthorexic brainiac compadre.
Sometimes, pretty much all the time, we do that, but... But, man, we got Obamacare, government shutdowns. How is it possible we can't go one more day? What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to have to talk about it. We're going to have to inform the listeners exactly what's going on with Obamacare, because a lot of people don't even have a clue what Obamacare is. They don't know that, hey, Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing.
Oh, come on. They got like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of PR that they got for free for every network. And you're telling me people don't know what Obamacare is?
They still don't. Matter of fact, I think we got a clip here from, it was a Jimmy Kimmel Live that I saw. And yeah. It really floored me that they went out on the street. You know how they do the man on the street?
Yeah, man on the street interviews.
And they did not even know that the Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing.
This is hard to believe. You got to listen to this. Go ahead and run clip one.
I decided to conduct an experiment today. We sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to ask people which they thought was better, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Now, as you may know, Obamacare is just the nickname for the Affordable Care Act. They're the same thing. But lo and behold, we found people who did not know that, and that didn't stop them from weighing in on it.
We're talking about health care today, and which plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And what is it about Obamacare that you do not like?
I just think that there's a lot of holes in it, and it needs to be revamped. I think it's
and you think
hasn't
the affordable,
been thought out.
You think the Affordable Care Act is a better plan than Obamacare?
Better, but I'm not happy with that either.
Okay. You weren't kidding.
Isn't that sad? It's sad. I think it's a good way to open the show because, unfortunately, RSB and Super Don, most folks don't really have any knowledge about what Obamacare is other than what they've been hearing from the bobbleheads on, you know, the teleprompter reading media.
Or even less. I mean, if you heard what they said, they didn't know the difference between the two, which there isn't any. They're the same darn thing.
Yeah, you know, there is none.
I think it's funny because, you know, one could be like, this one's for freedom, this one's for not. It's the same thing. Let's find out in this next clip what they think of Obamacare.
So Obamacare is un-American?
I think it's kind of un-American to force people. What if they can't afford it? What if
the
they want more coverage?
And the Affordable Care Act is American.
I think it's more American because it allows people to make their own choices on what they want and who they want to work with.
Do you agree with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
The Affordable.
And why do you prefer the Affordable Care Act over Obamacare?
I just don't agree with the whole Obamacare policy thing that's going on. I just don't agree with it.
And do you believe that an informed citizenry is essential to a democracy?
Yes.
Ouch. Yes. Oh, that one. He started with that last one.
So Obamacare is un-American, but the Affordable Care Act is American, and she just doesn't agree with the whole policy thingy.
Policy thing. You know that Obama thing, whatever that
is. The policy's not good.
You know what got me was the last part, where do you think that an informed populace is essential? Yes, it is. But yet they don't know the difference, or they don't know that there is no difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. I mean, it's really sad. It shows that we're really just being spoon-fed, mindless drivel, and we're just buying into it. I mean, and I'm not even really blaming this on the media. I mean, even the bobbleheads interchange the Affordable Care Act with Obamacare. I mean, it's not deceptive. The media is not being deceptive by both terms. It's just they're synonyms. One's just a nickname for the other. They're not even really trying to deceive people with that. But it just shows how little common sense people actually have.
Well, and when we asked yesterday, do you trust the American public to, you know, vote people in? No, I really don't. Based on this, how can you? Now, could it be the return of communism or one of those other isms? Let's hear the next clip.
Do you think Obamacare is socialist?
Yes, I do.
Do you think the Affordable Care Act is socialist?
No.
Do you believe that Obamacare will eventually lead to gun prohibition?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay. Now, that might be true, because I think in the Obamacare Act, Affordable Care Act, they actually have doctors, and this has been going on even before it, questioning family. Do you have a gun in your house?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one's socialist, the other's not socialist, but the only thing, the problem is that one and the other are the same thing.
So it either
is socialist or it's not, but it can't be both.
Well, the thing is, though, we have yet to determine which one is cheaper. Listen to this.
So the Affordable Care Act is more affordable than Obamacare.
It just, the name says it all.
hey, but you know, isn't that indicative, though? I mean, that's true. The name says it all. Why do you think they named it the Affordable Care Act? That's because they wanted people to think that it's affordable. It's like, I've used this example many times.
They should have called it the Super Awesome Care Act.
Yeah. Super Mega Awesome Care Act. How about the Big Insurance at the Point of IRS Gun Extortion Care Act?
That would be more truth than labeling, of course. Now,
but hey, isn't it true, though, that the names of these bills have a lot to do with the way that they're publicly perceived? I've used this before, but the Federal Reserve Act is a misnomer, right? Because it's not federal and there are no reserves. But people think that it's federal and they think there are reserves because of the name of the act. Same way that the Affordable Care Act was named. That's the same purpose behind it, is so that people would think that it was affordable and they were going to get better care. When the fact of the matter is, as we will discuss today, it's not affordable and you're going to get much less care than before.
In fact, I would argue that it was designed to fail from the beginning because of what would come next, and we'll talk about that. Now, we did use some comedy skits there from Jimmy Kimmel, but this first day of the law coming into play here is a comedy act. It's a tragic comedy act. I mean, the Health Ranger wrote about it on naturalnews.com, of course. Obamacare exchanges hit with over a 50% fail rate?
50%, yeah. 50% fail rate. And here's the interesting, funny thing about that is that the Obama administration says that means it's a huge success because of the fact that all of the, I think it was like 13 of 20 of the state websites crashed. When people were logging on to the exchanges to try to choose their health care, they crashed. So any other place you'd say, hey, you need to get some IT guys in here and fix this because your website's down. But Obama says, hey, that means it's a huge success. So many people were trying to log on to get their affordable care that our website's crashed. And they use that, they spin that as to being a positive thing.
Healthcare? There's no health care in Obamacare. Now, I say it this way because 50% fail rate, if it was baseball, that'd be pretty good. You get on base 50%.
Yeah, 500 average.
Top flight. But if you're talking about signing up for what they call health insurance and half the time you can't do it, that's evidence of our success. Look at all the people that want it. Now, they never asked me. They never asked you, Ty. Do you want this? I mean, who wanted this? Honestly, who was clamoring for this?
The insurance companies. The insurance companies were clamoring for it. And the heavy-handed leaders that wanted to clamp down on, you know, give us more government control, clamp down on our freedom of choice in the United States. And that's who wanted it. I mean, the people don't want that. The people didn't want this. Of course, a lot of the lower income wanted it because they were lying about getting free health care and they were lying about the fact that everybody would be covered. And the thing is, okay, so you've got 20 million new undocumented workers that are going to be covered. You've got, an increase or less doctors that are going to be providing service. So how is it that this is going to make things better when more people are going to be joining into the healthcare pool? First of all, how's it going to get paid for? I mean, I guess the way it gets paid for is through your dollars one way or another. People don't realize that if something is supposed to be free, it's not really free. It's just somebody else is paying for it. What we're learning now is that everybody that's a United States citizen is going to be paying for it now. You're not going to get anything for free. It's not free. As a matter of fact, on healthcare, the website?
Healthcare.gov,
I think, yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took down, from midsummer until yesterday, or a couple weeks ago, I guess at least, one of the frequently asked questions on there that you could click on and get an answer is, where can I get my free or low-cost care in my community. Okay, as of a couple days ago, they changed that, and now it just says, where can I get low-cost care in my community? It's no longer free. So they were telling you the whole time it's going to be free. 2 days ago, they changed the website, and it no longer gives you an option to get free, because it ain't free. Now it just says low-cost. So they're moving the goalpost on us, aren't they?
You know, that is interesting. I'd seen that. I hadn't looked into that, you know, that they claimed it was free. I'm just trying to think, what would their purpose be in doing so? Because most people that work for a living,
yeah,
they know there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Who
exactly
has the perception and the belief that stuff is free?
Those that are, you know, the lower income.
Yeah, those that are on forms of welfare. Now, this is not a slight, and slapping people around, but honestly, think about it. If you grow up in a family, you got a mom and a dad, one or both work or whatever, they're going to teach you early on there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Because otherwise, you got a freeloader of a kid that's going to grow up and never go out and do anything, and they're going to be back before they've even left. And so that tells you this was marketed for the very folks that have no, ability to move about the economic cabin already,
yeah,
and they were lied to.
Yeah, they were. And you know, honestly, this is creating class warfare and class division, because the folks who are getting the free stuff don't like the folks who are paying for the free stuff, because the folks that are paying for the free stuff can no longer afford to pay for both sides of the free stuff for them and their own. And so the folks that are paying for the free stuff want the free stuff to stop, and the folks that are getting the free stuff want even more free stuff on top of the free stuff they're already getting. In the end, after all the free stuff, the people that are getting the free stuff have been convinced that they need to hate the people that are paying for the free stuff because they're prejudiced, mean, and racist. That's what's going on. It's creating class warfare and class division.
Well, don't play in that sandbox. Step outside the box with Ty Bollinger, TMB and RSB, right now on the air. And you can call us right now and be part of the program if you'd like at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Ty has written a number of wonderful books. He's working on another one, very exciting. I'm starting to review. I got to tell you about that. But for now, check it out in the links in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com will take you to CancerTruth.net for Cancer Step Outside the Box. But we're going to step outside the Obamacare box this hour, but we're going to explain to you what's in it so you know why you want to get out of it before you're trapped and can never leave. It ain't the Hotel California. What is that? The Never Get Sick Act? What is that? We'll be right back.
Can never leave.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you, Mr. President, and let me start by saying I am psyched for Obamacare.
There you go. I love that enthusiasm.
Because now that I've got free health care, I can get sick all the time. Free medicine, y'all.
Well, that's not really how it works.
I've stopped washing my hands, and I'm looking hella subway poles. Thanks, President.
No, don't go out licking subway poles, please. Obamacare's not going to be there for you. Anyway,
wash your hands.
Yeah, that's testament to, as you said, that's comedy for Saturday Night Live. But I mean, that reflects what people are really believing out there. That's not too far off the mark, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. Please, especially if you're a restaurant workers, please wash your hands.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you. Exactly.
But yeah, it's not free. I mean, the costs are staggering. Actually, if you remember, I guess what 5 years ago. That 2008, Obama said that in an Obama administration, we'll be lowering premiums by what? I think it's $2,500, right, for a typical family.
Right.
Well, according to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, between 2014 and 22, the increase in health care spending for the average family is going to be $7,450 per year. That's a $10,000 swing than what we were told. We were told it's going to be a $2,500 reduction. Mm-hmm. And now we're learning from the CBO it's going to be almost $7,500 increase. That's $10,000 more than what they said. It's diametrically opposed to what they told us the costs were going to be. It's not less cost. It's more cost.
But it's close enough for government work. I mean, we know how they budget. So.
Yeah, it's close enough for government and grenades, I guess. But that's not good enough for, though. I mean, I'm a CPA, so I like numbers. So I've got statistics here. And let me just rattle off a couple of statistics here. Okay, about the costs. According to a Kaiser survey, Kaiser Permanente, right, average 2010 family coverage was $13,770 per year. In 2013, it's $16,351 a year. It's a 20% increase. Recent Forbes article a couple weeks ago, they're saying that the average unsubsidized premiums are going to increase between 20 to 50%. And then you got a Manhattan Institute analysis that was just from a couple weeks ago, I remember reading, saying that under Obamacare, the average young man is going to have an increase 97 to 99% in healthcare premiums, and young women an average of 55 to 62%. And then there's another study by the CBO, and I'll get off of the statistics because I don't want to bore everybody to death, but I'm letting you know we're not just saying that it's going to increase. These are numbers by analysts that have come out recently documenting how much the health care is going to increase. Studies by the CBO found that some Americans are going to face a 200+% increase in their premiums under Obamacare. I mean, this is unreal, and they're telling us that that they passed this bill under the guise that healthcare costs were going to decrease for everyone across the board. What we're finding now is that they are increasing for everyone across the board.
Well, they're consistent in their use of the language and in opposition to the real definitions, because Affordable Care Act would indicate, okay, if it's not free, right? No, maybe it'll be affordable. Yeah. But clearly, the opposite is very true. So consistency as well in budgeting. When they say it's going to go down, it goes up, right?
It's going to go up.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Now, that also comes to the question of, you know, the funding of this government. The fact is, you know, granted, we're only a day or two into whatever they call a shutdown. There's not really a shutdown. The NSA is still listening to every phone call, reading every email.
Sure.
They found a way to get money to put guards up and to put railing or bumper, things that you couldn't go see, like the World War II Memorial, especially those who had served at that time. Where did they find the money in the guards to do that after a government shutdown? They got heard the machine.
I thought we had a clip coming in or something. Somebody drying their clothes?
No. Okay. Check it out. Here's an interesting thing. Did you know that the number of guards that they sent to the World War II Memorial to block that off were more guards than they sent last year to Benghazi the night that they had that terrorist attack?
Yes. So, you know, wasn't it only a few weeks ago that we wanted to bomb Syria, but now we don't have the money to send within the mail or to keep the VFW memorial open? It's odd. And you mentioned it earlier, too, Robert, and you're dead on accurate. I mean, this is not something new. The government's shot down 18 times since 1977. Okay, but what is still in operation, even with the shutdown? We still got domestic surveillance, the NSA, global spying, roving TSA searches, Viper strikes, the drones, the SWAT team raids. That's all still being funded.
Well, and we all ask for your funding. No, we don't. We only ask that you do the things that you can do to get healthy. The things we mentioned here on the Robert Scott Bell Show included, like Felix mentioned last hour. We'll tell you about some of those things, including the Moringa Magic that I was doing when we were together in Atlanta at the cancer conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good. So we got lots more healing to go. Obamacare, you want to call us? 866-939-2355. Just reminding you where the power to heal is.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I need Supert on to make one that goes tie. Bollinger, because he's cool, too. Way cooler than me, actually. He's bigger, too. Anyway.
Tie, man. Bigger. I don't know about the cool part, but I'm definitely bigger.
Oh, dude, you're so cool. Listen, I'm the nerd here. The weekend we spent in Atlanta at the Cancer, the Healing Strong Con, it was great. And I just wanted to shout out again to everybody. You brought some of the Moringa with you, the Moringa oleifera. And we were just shaking it up in little shakers and drinking it through the weekend. And what a treasure that was. Keep us going.
We were Zija Moringa freaks, man. Everywhere we went, we were drinking this green colored drink that people were asking, what is this? And it was the Moringa oleifera plant.
Yeah. So MoringaMagicTeam.com. It's linked up in the show notes. We'll get the banner back up. But the way to plug in to what we do, just like Felix called last hour and talked about, the things we talk about here are for real. We're not promoting things that we don't do ourselves. So There you have it. And, Ty, always great to be on board with you. We're dismantling Obamacare today on the air. It's actually a great public service, even though, you know, we're not out there putting ourselves out in the public necessarily. But you're welcome to come on at any time. The water's warm. It's clean. It's non-toxic. It's organic if it can be. And it's structured.
There you go. It's structured, vitalized, reverse osmosis, distilled, whatever. It's clean.
It's tie-dyed.
It's tie-dyed. But, you know, one of the things I want to talk about in this segment, Robert, is Congress. Mm-hmm. So if Obamacare is so stinking good, that's mm-hmm. an oxymoron, isn't it? Stinking good. Kind of
stinking
like military
good.
Intelligence.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, stinking good. Sorry, and that was not intended at the brave soldiers that are out there fighting, but just military intelligence just doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. But regardless, if it's so good, why is Congress opting out? You know, where were the cameras when Barack Obama signed this treasonous piece of trash, and then he signed himself and his family up for it? And where were the cameras when all of the congressmen and women signed themselves up for this? Hey, it never happened, did it? Why? Because they're exempt. They leave it for us, the useless eaters, to be forced into this voluntary system, right? It's a mandatory voluntary thing, right? Kind of like the income tax.
Yeah.
But the whole purpose of Obamacare is to perpetuate the sick care industry. It's not for health. It's to perpetuate sick care. Now, here's something that's interesting. Okay? There's a lot of states that are saying they will not participate in the exchange. I live in one, Texas, New Jersey. There's other states that are saying they're not going to participate in this exchange. Now, the law requires the feds to set up exchanges when the states refuse. But the feds weren't expecting any states to refuse, so they're not even staffed to do this.
Mm.
But here's what's interesting. The way the law was written is it forbids the feds from giving subsidies to people that live in states where they set up the exchange. Where the feds set up the exchange. Okay, let me repeat that. So the feds can set up the exchange, but the law, the way it's written, forbids them from giving subsidies to those people in that state. So you're now going to have people living in states where the feds set up the exchange that are ineligible under the law for the subsidies that they want. Now, if that's not a result of Pelosi saying we'll have to pass it to see what's in it, I don't know what is.
I don't know what is. And, you know, if Congress loves this law so much, and Pelosi and the Democrats, why won't they sign up for it? I mean, I think Rand Paul even proffered this idea. It's like, hey, listen, why don't we pass a law that gives you Obamacare, but the only sticking point is we have to all participate, all of us, Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
And did they go for it?
No.
I mean, that tells you that they're not in it for you and me. It's all about what they can get that's way better than what you and I can get.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, what this is medical fascism, because the corporations own our government, and they wrote this legislation as they do 99% of the law that's in place now. It's fascism, and that's why the congressmen and women don't want to be part of it, because they realize this plan stinks. Obamacare stinks. And I think it was last night I was reading about when they were talking about the government shutdown that in Massachusetts, every Democrat in Congress voted to keep special cash payments for themselves and for their staffers. Okay? They voted to shut down the
government.
Yeah. They voted to shut down the government rather than give up their special perks. Okay? I'm not trying to give you spin or tell you that Obamacare is going to eat your children or anything. That's just hyperbole.
No, I mean,
this is the fact.
Elite grandma and grandpa, but you're not your kid.
Elite grandma and grandpa. Yeah, but exactly. This is a fact. The every Massachusetts Democrat, and I'm not Republican or Democrat. This is just a fact. They all signed a special legislation to keep the perks open for them while they shut the government down. So that shows you how much they care about you.
Ty, I got to ask you a CPA question. Because in Obamacare, you know, this was the real linchpin that, you know, Roberts eventually caved and said, well, no, it is constitutional because it's not, in fact, a penalty for non-participation.
Right.
It's, in fact, a tax. And I'm just like, wait a second, is there another tax like this? Is it a tax? Is it a penalty? How would you define it, coming from a little bit, at least, from your CPA background?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, well, it's neither now. It's a tax penalty. If you look now online, every article that's written about it says it's a tax penalty. They use the two words together, like it's a new phrase. Unfortunately, taxes and penalties are quite different, okay? Especially from an IRS point of view. They're totally different. They're different beasts. But now we're led to believe this is a tax penalty. There's a world of difference, okay? Because if it's a tax, then it's not subject to the Commerce Clause. Okay, the Supreme Court suggested that taxation for the purpose of revenue is subject to the General Welfare Clause, but not the Commerce Clause. But if Obamacare is a penalty, then it does fall under the limitations of the Commerce Clause. So, you know, perhaps we should look back to the president for the last word regarding whether it's a tax or a penalty. Because the Obama administration claimed in court that the $700 and $50 penalty, I believe it was, and I think the penalty has changed now, but at that time it was a $750 penalty, that it was a tax. And now this is a direct contradiction to what Obama said to the American people during an interview, I think with Stephanopoulos. And Stephanopoulos said something like, this is a tax. And Obama responded, that's not true, George. It's absolutely not a tax.
Right.
Is it a tax? Is it a penalty? It's not a tax. I don't know what it is. The bottom line is Obamacare is unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause as health care because health care is intrastate, not interstate commerce. It's also unconstitutional as a tax since it's for the specific welfare of a small group of people. And finally, to complete the trifecta of unconstitutionality, it originated from the Senate and not the House, where revenue bills have to begin. So that's three different ways that this is unconstitutional. Bottom line, whether it's a tax or penalty, the money is going to go to the big banking families that pay the interest on the debt. Okay?
Yeah,
it's
going
to go to the Fed.
Who really wanted this bill? As we said, the people didn't, other than those who were lied to and told, hey, you're going to get free health care. Of course, they're going to go, yeah, if it's free, sure, I want it. But
the big banks and the insurance companies wanted the bill.
Right, and of course, tie that to one of the biggest ways they make money through Big Pharma. And you recognize that this had never, please, I love you, my lefty friends. Again, I consider myself more liberty-loving than being left or right, but this was never about helping the poor folks. This is not. They don't suffer from a lack of pharmaceutical drugs, no matter how many times you scream and cry that that's what's going on here. They've got too many drugs. They have food that is not food. They're eating garbage. They're eating refined processed food because of the subsidies to produce garbage, genetically modified corn. You got that. What we are saying is that the government has screwed it up on the right and the left. Because if we go back to what was before Obamacare, it ain't that much better other than the fact that there's not a pretense that they're forcing you to participate. Although, find out that that's not necessarily true when your kid has cancer and you decide to go for something other than chemo, radiation, or surgery.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of instances where I think that the final result of this is actually, it may end up people actually get a little bit healthier because they stay out of the medical system.
Yeah, well, the Don't Get Sick Act, as Scott said on board there.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, no. But that's the point of it, too. If you didn't have this artificial safety net, which is not really a safety net, it's an artificial safety net, but it's covered in drugs and syringes.
Sure. Yeah.
Then suddenly you're going to go, well, I better live better, right? And that's the irony of insurance in this way. It causes people to go, well, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm covered. It's free.
Yeah, and you know what? This is just a totally other subject, but I want to mention this real quick because I know a lot of people are listening, and they're going to get hit with these huge increases, and I've told them about the different analysts that have shown that this is going to be increasing premiums. There's one specific exception that's written in. There's several specific exceptions, but one that my family is falling under is it's called the Christian Sharing Ministries exception. And there's a specific exemption written into Obamacare that says if you are a member of a Christian Sharing Ministries that was in existence pre-1999, that you are exempted from Obamacare as long as you continue to pay the premiums to your Christian Sharing Ministries. That's an option. I would encourage people that would want to look at that to just go do a search for Christian Sharing Ministries. And you can see that is actually the fact, that they are exempted from Obamacare. And you know, just to give you an idea of how much I pay for a family of six, and this is just catastrophic in case we go to the hospital and it's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I have this. It's $125 a month, I think.
Nice. I knew there had to be something like that because I always said the religious exemptions are going to be there. It's not just the Amish. And, you know, you found something that's fantastic. And I think you can argue that, you know, whatever religious denomination you have, that to have a program like that is going to be much superior because you're actually going to do the things it takes to be well. And should there be a catastrophe, which is the right role for insurance, then you've got that kind of coverage.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason we have it. Let me speak real quickly about the delayed employer mandate, because if you remember, Barack Obama just on the whim just said, hey, you know what, we have this bill that's passed the House and the Senate. I'm signing it into law, but hey, part of this bill requires employers to provide insurance, but hey, we're gonna kick this back a year. I don't think we're ready to implement this. We're just gonna kick this back, and they won't start till the first of 2015. You can't do that. That's unconstitutional. You can't pick and choose part of a bill that's passed Congress and say we're only going to implement part of it. You either implement the whole thing.
That's what they're saying that the Republicans are trying to do, right? That's the argument. But Obama, like you just said, the law was quote-unquote passed. They say it's law. And he said, well, no, that mandate for employees, we're just going to wait on that. And
exactly.
And they're, man.
I mean, that's unconstitutional. But, Robert, this whole thing is unconstitutional across the board. It violates the Fourth Amendment, right? I mean, all of your personal health care information, your financial information, your banking records, the information about your employer, your physician, the hospital that you're at, all of this is protected information according to the Fourth Amendment, but they're going to have free access to it under Obamacare.
Incredible. Where are all the Rosa Parks? You know, don't even get on the Obamacare bus. Are you prepared not to even get on the bus? I want to hear from you. 866-939-2355, TMB, RSB. Together again, each week, we go outside the box. Check it all out. The links are in the show notes. What does the shutdown of the government really mean? Ty's going to tell us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
But let me get this straight. We're going to be gifted with a health care plan that we're forced to purchase, and we're going to be fined if we don't, which purportedly covers at least 10 million more people without adding a single new doctor, but provides for 16,000 new IRS agents. It was written by a committee whose chairman says he doesn't understand it, passed by a Congress that didn't read it, but exempted themselves from it, and signed by a Dumbo president who smokes, with funding administered by a Treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes, for which will be taxed for 4 years before any benefits take effect, by a government which has already bankrupted Social Security and Medicare, all to be overseen by a Surgeon General who is obese and financed by a country that's broke. So did that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, you did better than I thought. Now, I heard that was a quote by Trump. I don't know if it really was or not, but
that is alleged to be, alleged to be a quote by Donald Trump, but there's some, myth busters, debunkers, whatever, that say that he never said it. I don't know if he said it, but it's pretty dead on accurate, whoever said it.
Pretty darn accurate. Yeah, absolutely it is. And, of course, when we cover these stories the way we have, some of it is dug up by us. Others, it's reported in the news right out there for you to see. But in many cases, the perspectives are not going to be relayed to you like the way TMB and RSB do for you each week.
You can just call us the dynamic duo. Much like Batman and Robin, as long as I'm not Robin and don't have to wear those little yellow tights.
Yeah, but the original Batman on TV, they both wore tights.
But it's just the yellow.
Just the yellow got you.
The dark blue tights, they're okay with those leotards, but that yellow little bottom thing he wore was just too...
It was only because
Robin
had a tub of mustard dumped on him at a at a theme park one time. That's what happened. Mustard pants. Yeah.
Those were creepy pants.
But listen, it looks like the Republicans are saying they're going to donate money to keep the memorial open. I'm just looking at this picture. They say that, you can't go to the memorial just to visit it, but if you were engaged in First Amendment activities, they would let you on, right? It's like, what is it? This is the bizarre world we live in. So they're bringing signs with them, and now, of course, they're going to be allowed to see the memorial. And
do they have a free speech zone there, or is it all a Constitution free zone?
You know, I'm wondering if they're going to start charging to get into the free speech zone because they're out of money to manage it and fence it in. The government shutdown, just real quick as we're wrapping up today, it's happened many times, as you said, Ty. And it's going to happen in ways that they cannot fathom, or they do know on some level some are not going to want to be in government and they're not running for office again. But there is going to be a time where this whole system crumbles, then what? And that's the point of what we do each week and, of course, all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, getting you prepared so that you're not caught, let's say, with the proverbial yellow tights pulled down, Robin.
Golly jeepers, Batman.
Oh, man. Indeed. Indeed.
But look, now, hey, look, let me,
well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me reiterate something real quick, because we mentioned earlier the government programs that despite a shutdown, an alleged shutdown, they're still going to be funded. So take a look at the programs and the policies that will not be affected by a government shutdown, and you're going to get a really good grasp of what's important to the government. And that what's important to the government is that they keep going the programs that have little to do with serving taxpayers and everything to do with maintaining their power and control. Okay, while being sold to the public under the guise of national security. And that's what we mentioned earlier. The surveillance, the NSA, the global spying, the Viper strikes, the militarized police, the SWAT team raids, the domestic drones, and so forth. All of these things during this government shutdown are going to continue to remain funded. Okay? They're not shutting them down. It seems like that would be one of the first things they'd want to shut down if they were really concerned with the budget. It seems like if they were really concerned, they wouldn't even consider closing down a VFW memorial, right? They would.
Well, and seriously, do you really need guards to make sure that, I mean, people are coming from World War II. They can hardly walk. They're being wheeled right up there. I mean, what's going to happen? They're not coming with cans of spray paint either. So, and even if they did, we've got Orange TKO to clean them up. You don't even have to, like, you know, get machinery out there. But
You know, on another note, that was so funny. So the Orange TKO, RSB was in Atlanta, and we were speaking at the Healing Strong Conference, and he wanted to show that it was non-toxic, which it is. And so he sprays it in his mouth, and then you had to grab something to drink pretty quick.
Oh, man, it's so bitter, and I knew that. Yeah. I was like, dude, I just want to show you how safe this is. And he did, in front of the whole crowd, of course, because it was a cancer or anti-cancer crowd there. And I still wanted to show Dilimidine also cures cancer. Oh, yeah. My gosh, we're out of time. How did we get here?
Oh, no.
Well, Ty, we're going to have to talk about your upcoming book because, you know, Liam said he's not going to do Official Stories Part 2, so we got to undo a lot of the things we were lied to early on. So you've got the task.
We'll do it. We'll talk about that next show, brother.
Okay, sounds good. Ty Bollinger, my friend, thank you for being here. Outside the Box Wednesdays. The archives will be up a little later. Tell your friends. The links are up to Ty's books as well. He believes it, I believe it, he knows it, and I know it. Now you know it, too. What's that? The power to heal.
To heal.
Is yours.
It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.